In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Luke chapter 6, verses 43 through 45. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. Are you aware that your best actions are tainted and spoiled by the evil that is rooted in you? Here in this gospel portion, we are informed that when pure, clear water is poured into a foul-smelling jug, or wine into an unwashed cask that previously contained another wine, both the water and the wine are tainted and instantly acquire an unpleasant odor. In the same way, when God pours into your soul, which was infected by original and actual sin, the very heavenly waters of his grace and the delicious wines of his love, his gifts are usually spoiled and tainted by the evil sediment left in us by sin. Our actions, even those of the highest virtue, show the effects of it. It is therefore of the utmost importance that in seeking the perfection that can only be attained by union with Jesus himself, we must rid ourselves of every kind of evil that remains in us. Remember the things you say, especially those words that are said when you are in private, or when you are frustrated, or an indication about your state of heart. So do you have good things coming forth, or do you have wicked? O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, and the truth of your virtues, in communion with your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of the flesh and demons by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help or sought your intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.